It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. There's so many ways that you can listen to the show, which, by the way, gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app any second, any minute. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. Thank you to everybody listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. We got people locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. And we got fancy people listening on smart speakers. All you got to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom, we pop right on up. We've had a busy day. First of all, thank you to Antoine Staley for joining us from the New York Daily News. We had a chance to talk about Hassan Reddick of the New York Jets. The Jets are going to jet. They trade for a guy who just says, I ain't playing for y'all till you pay me. I need a new contract, otherwise I ain't playing. We'll get into Hassan Reddick. We talked about an upset Kevin Durant. He's not in a Nike commercial. Boo-hoo. Kevin Durant needs to just be healthy and play basketball in Paris. Saquon Barkley reveals that he felt disrespected by the New York Giants. Get over it. Philadelphia Eagles gave you, what, $37 million? 26 guaranteed? You'll be all right. We heard from Paul George, introduced today as the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers. I guess he and Saquon Barkley, they can be buddies. We talked about the Big Ten. Even though the Big Ten is adding schools all over the damn country, the Big Ten is almost the Big 20. There are 18 schools right now. The Big Ten's commissioner says, we're not expanding anymore. And so we've talked about a lot. And then I told you a few minutes ago, right before we went to break, this has come out recently, like now. The Dallas Cowboys have an upset player. The Dallas Cowboys, they got a holdout, according to Adam Schefter and others. CeeDee Lamb is not expected to report to training camp with the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb wants his money. This is the same CeeDee Lamb who is finalizing and finishing up going into his fifth year on a $17 million contract. This past season, CeeDee Lamb was an all-pro. 135 yards receiving, more than 1,700 yards that he caught to go along with 12 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb, he was drafted before Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson went 22nd overall in the same draft. Their numbers, their career stats are pretty similar. Now, I don't know what Justin Jefferson's numbers are going to look like this year. Okay, this man got to be on the receiving end of passes from Sam Darnold until they give him the boot for J.J. McCarthy. Hickey, you think, we discussed this. Sam, you Sam's going to start the year, right?
I'm not convinced. I think it's going to be J.J. week one.
Right out the gate? Come on.
Right out the gate.
You got to justify having, this is part of, I don't want to say locker room etiquette. You got to give Sam, unless he looks like complete garbage. You got to give Sam Darnold the chance, and then you got to pull the plug. Is that counterproductive?
Well, could you argue that his chance would be in training camp?
Not when I'm paying you $10 million for a year. Well, I'm saying unless he really, really sucks, come on, right?
Like if him and J.J. are similar, let's say,
yes,
in training camp, like why wouldn't you just start J.J. McCarthy at that point?
No, you got to give Sam the benefit of the doubt. The veteran. They're paying him $10 million, not the babysit J.J.
Yeah, when you're, you know, what's J.J. getting? $2 million? When you're paying your quarterbacks $12 million right. Combined?
Yeah.
I don't think Sam's owed anything.
Damn. Rough.
Well, look, it's his fault, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's plenty of chances.
He played for the Jets.
Well, you're right about that.
Anyway, hey, congratulations. Well, am I wrong to say congratulations to CeeDee Lamb? No, right?
If this leads to a contract, yeah.
You don't think that they're going to pay him? What do you think he wants? 35? Has to want 35. He wants the same amount of money as Justin Jefferson. Has to.
If not 35, 34.5. You know, right in that ballpark, right there.
Just give it to him. Like, what are we doing? Like, all of the numbers are so slotted, and everything at this point is just like, well, I have to show that I have the upper hand, and I got to come down heavy-handed on you. Just pay the guy. It's really that simple. Like, what we know what the number is. Pay him. Anything below 35-ish is stupid. And if he can't accept 35, his numbers are almost similar to Justin Jefferson. Just about, period. Like, there's nothing to debate here. And I know Jerry Jones likes to make everybody sweat. Everybody has to sweat under Jerry Jones. Mike McCarthy is having dinner somewhere right now. He's probably sweating. Dak Prescott, I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's probably sweating. The Dallas Cowboys, they got camp starts tomorrow. They'll be out in Oxnard, and the number one receiving option is not going to be available. Wow. Welcome to this is typical Cowboys. Jerry Jones is not going to just sign him right away either. Hickey, this is going to take, let's see, two preseason games before he gives him a contract.
I think my memory's right, but if I'm wrong, please correct me. The last time, in terms of a non-quarterback, they were in the situation where a big-time star held out for a big-time money. Wasn't Ezekiel Elliott, like, in Cabo or something like that? Like, holding out, making a scene before he finally was paid?
I don't remember where the hell he was, but when did he show up?
When he got paid. Oh. Which was, you know, at some point, I don't like, to go off your point, when you said Jerry's not going to pay him right away, I think this almost same exact scenario happened with Zeke, you know, whenever that was, 2019, 2020. And I'm pretty sure they didn't, like, they waited until, like, you know, halfway through training camp, and I'm pretty sure he's out there, like, training on the beach as, you know, the Cowboys are in Oxnard practicing, and Jerry, I'm sure, enjoyed the attention and the media chatter the Cowboys got and finally gave in.
The man showed up in September. Like, the season was just getting ready to start. He showed up in September, the beginning of September.
It was that late?
Yes.
Oh, CD better get comfortable.
September 4th, and they will. I mean, look, Jerry Jones is probably trying to negotiate his own Hard Knocks right now, just based off of this. Just because he sees the potential and just dragging us out. This is just the Dallas Cowboys way. CeeDee Lamb is going to play. CeeDee Lamb is going to be hauling in 1,500-plus yards and 10 touchdowns. And Dak Prescott is going to get him. Well, he got him paid already. And then Dak is going to sweat to get paid at the end of the year. It's just the Cowboys way. It's how they do. We talked about Hubie Brown earlier in the show. Guy's 90, 91 years old. Hickey, I keep aging Jerry Jones. What is he, 82, 81?
83?
Oh, you added a year to him?
Isn't it? No?
No, he's 80. He's going to be 82 in October.
Oh, okay.
This is just what Jerry Jones does, man. It's nauseating. Huh? And I know Dallas Cowboy fans are everywhere, and I get it. From a historical perspective and success, and I understand. But if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and if you want to call up and tell me, feel free. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Aren't you sick of Jerry Jones? Are you not sick of this guy? Are you sick? The guy shows up, and then right out the gate, the man shows up, and he's just like, hey, Tom, take a hike. I don't give a damn what you did. Okay, the guy's looking at Jimmy, and he's just like, take a hike, it's me. And then they got Barry Switzer takes over, and he gets not even the credit, and Jerry takes the credit, and they don't win anything since. They're good enough to win, but not good enough. Oh, my God. He's a great businessman. He has built the Dallas Cowboys into one of the most valuable sports entities on planet Earth. That I give him all the credit in the world for. But actually winning? Get out your damn way. Is all of this just a coincidence? That you got the most valuable team, you got the most this, you got the most that, but you can't win worth a damn? Is it just a coincidence? Get out the way. Shout outs to Ludacris. Anyway, it's CeeDee Lamb. I hope he's on vacation somewhere, waiting it out, and good for him. He'll get paid, and he doesn't have to show up and sweat. He doesn't have to practice. He doesn't have somebody yelling at him. And yeah, I'm sure he misses his teammates. Enjoy the vacation, bro. Enjoy it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of vacation, another great NFL player. I guess you could say he's on vacation, for the foreseeable future. Because this man was traded to the New York Jets. Told the New York Jets that he was going to show up for camp. And it did it. His name, Hassan Reddick. The New York Jets traded this man for a third-round pick. That could be a second-round pick. The New York Jets knew that this man wanted a contract. They told him, or he told them, that he would still show up. Today, he did not. He is expected to make $14 million this year. He wants more than $25 million because he's one of the best pass rushers in the entire league. 11 sacks last year, 16 sacks the year before that. And so now the New York Jet players are having to stand around and answer questions about a guy who did not show up to work. And all anybody says is, oh, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's not a distraction. This is what C.J. Mosley had to tell us earlier today about Hassan Reddick holding out. Listen to this guy, the linebacker.
I mean, when you deal with, contracts and things like that, it doesn't really get to the locker room because, we don't control that. So when he does get here, then, we'll be able to, have our two cents to say. But, we know he's a pro. He's been at the highest level of competition. So I'm sure whenever that gets worked out, he'll be here ready to roll. So when he gets here, just be another great player to add to our defensive line.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's hilarious to me. Because that was from today. Last month, head coach Rob Saleh, he won't talk to the media until tomorrow. Rob Saleh, from last month, he was asked about Hassan Reddick skipping training camp. And he's pretty much like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You need to ask the GM. I just coach the guys. Listen to this. It's hilarious to me. Hilarious.
I'm not concerned. I understand that there's a I understand everything that's happening, but at the same time, I know when it comes time to play football, like I said before, he's going to be ready to play football.
Okay, all right. Whenever he shows up, he'll be ready. Shout outs to all the NFL players that get another month of vacation. Shout outs to the NFL players that are going to hold out and all they got to do is show up in September and play. Ain't nobody trying to be out there sweating in the heat. Nobody wants that. They just want to play. God bless them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Luke, he's calling from Wisconsin. Luke, you're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up?
Hey, buddy. Love the show.
Thank you. What's going on?
So, real quick, I got two questions for you. Who would you rather re-sign right now? Jordan Love, Dak Prescott.
Who would I rather sign or who would I rather have? Help me out. I'm a little stupid.
Have. Let's go have.
Who would I rather have? I think at this point in time, oh, man, that's tough. Dak is a more proven commodity. So if you had to ask me, and I know what he's done in the postseason, but if you had to ask me, hey, I need a guy for this game, I'd probably take Dak for a game. If you ask me long term, then I go with Love.
Love that answer because I'm a Green Bay fan. The other one is...
Okay. We played 21 questions. I'm here for him. Go ahead.
I would much rather sign CeeDee Lamb right now than Dak Prescott. He's asking for $60 million a year. Hasn't won a playoff game. He might have won one or two. I don't know. But he got spanked by my Packers. And I don't care what anybody says, he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
We don't know.
The organization didn't lose that last game against the Green Bay Packers. The coach didn't lose that last game. CeeDee Lamb, none of them. You know who lost that last game? Dak Prescott.
why are we going to just throw everything at his feet? What did Dak Prescott do to you?
No. He didn't do anything to me, but he threw, well, one pick six. The first one should have been a pick six, but he got Jair got touched on the ground. I'm just saying, like, this big hype over Dak Prescott, he hasn't proven anything except for maybe in the regular season. Yeah, they're going to win 10, 11, 12 games, but they're not going to do nothing.
He was an MVP candidate, and we can't just lay everything out at the heels or the feet of Dak Prescott. I'll put it to you this way, and this is in a very different way. I had people calling and telling me every which way possible. And this is why when I sit here and do sports radio, I'm not a dummy. Okay, I try to make sense. I make stupid jokes and all that stuff, but I'm not an idiot. I'm gonna speak in absolutes. I had people telling me that Jason Tatum would never win a championship. Why would Jason Tatum never win a championship? Why? Because this guy, he chokes in the postseason. And so everything that's ever happened in the past, I'm supposed to utilize that as an indicator for future performance. No, I'm not. Like, people change and people grow, and it's professional sports. Sometimes you catch a break, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get better, sometimes you don't. We can't always just look at past performance indicators and just say, well, this will never happen, or this guy will always be like. There was a point in time where people used to look at a guy like Michael Jordan and just say, oh, he'll never get over it. Well, how did that end up? You know, people used to look at John Elway and just go, oh, well, he'll never get over it. Well, what happened with him at the end of his career? He was basically in an NFL wheelchair, and he ended up winning MVPs and winning two championships. So sometimes we just got to pump the brakes. We know Dak Prescott is talented. We know that. I think also at the same time, it's not all him. I just sat here and told you about an owner of an NFL franchise who got rid of a Jimmy Johnson, who got rid of a Tom Landry, and hasn't had success since the remnants of those guys disappeared. And so a lot of times I look at the organization. Jerry Jones runs the Cowboys like it's Hunger Games. I don't think that helps anybody.
So just my rebuttal to that is whoever said anything about Jason Tatum doesn't know what they're talking about, because I'm a huge Bucks fan. I'm a Wisconsin guy.
Well, forget that part. Get back to the Cowboys. Forget that.
Right, but I'm just saying, anybody Jason Tatum, not relevant.
Okay, forget that.
But back to the Cowboys, I'm just saying he hasn't proved himself except in the regular season. It's always something in the playoffs. It's always just here or there. You can't just get over it.
The Packers have waxed
how many times?
Here's a rebuttal. You want to rebut what I said? Here's one for you, too. Okay? He's not the whole team. Does he play defense?
No.
Oh, there you go, Luke. It's not just him. Has he contributed? Yes. He's also contributed to them getting there, but is it all on him, the majority? I would not say so. Luke, I got to hit the break. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Dak don't play no defense. He can give the ball to the other team. He certainly can, but he don't play no defense. You got to put the blame on everybody. Football is tough. Football is tough. He deserves blame. But I think a lot of it comes from the 82, 81-year-old guy who's putting extra salt on his Egg McMuffins. That's Jerry Jones. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Sometimes you don't got to be the smartest guy in the room. Figure that part out, okay? When we come back, I'm going to tell you, you know what? Jerry Jones is an advocate for something that I'm going to fill you in on the other side. I'll tell you what it is. You're locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh. Downy the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day, what a day, what a day. We just learned CeeDee Lamb expected the holdout from the Dallas Cowboys. Earlier in the day, Hassan Reddick pretty much told the New York Jets, yeah, I'll show up to camp, play my way into a new contract. He's not at camp. And then we also talked about how everybody wants more, more, more. Hassan Reddick wants more money. CeeDee Lamb wants more money. Kevin Durant, he wants to be in a Nike commercial. Feels bad that he wasn't. Saquon felt disrespected. We talked about leg lengthening surgery. Yeah, you can break your legs and add 2 inches. Lynches? No, we don't want 2 inches. 2 inches to your legs. Anyway, and we also talked about the Big Ten. They've added more and more and more. They're almost 20 damn teams. And their commissioner said, well, we're not adding any more. A matter of fact, let's go back and listen to Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. He says, we, the Big Ten, almost 20 teams, we're not looking to add any more.
You know, we're focused on the 18 right now. That's what we're focused on. We had to do a lot of work. You know, a lot of work had been done to integrate USC, UCLA. We started that work over immediately when we added Oregon and Washington. So I think we're really comfortable where we are. We've got to get this conference right, and that's what our focus is.
Okay. All right. We heard that earlier in the show. More, more, more. More height, more teams, and in the case of the NFL, more games. Lloyd Howell, he's the new executive director of the NFL Players Association. He has said they have had some high-level discussions, no contracts moved around yet, no adjustments, to extend the NFL season to 18 games. It's inevitable. We knew it was coming. It might be here sooner than later. 18 games. The last time the NFL Players Association players had the vote to extend to 17 games, they only passed it 51% of the players. The last time I looked, that's half, a little more than half. They barely got the job done. And so the current CBA runs until the year 2030. They're not going to wait until 2030. They can amend the collective bargaining agreement before then. Do I think we're going to have 18 games all of a sudden next year? No, hell no. What year are we in? 2024? Do I think we're going to have 18 games in 2025? No. But I would expect it by 26 or 27. They're going to take away one of these preseason games. They're just going to go, here's another NFL game, a real one that matters. Forget all of the players that are trying to fight their way into the league. Fans don't want to show up for preseason garbage. They're not watching. Let's make some real money off of Amazon, Netflix, NBC, ESPN. Hickey, did I miss anybody? CBS and Fox. I nailed all the stations, right? And streaming services, did I?
You did.
Yeah. NFL is everywhere, doing too much. Anyway, Roger Goodell told us about this last month. Let's not be surprised, because Roger Goodell, who the hell did he sit down with? Pat McAfee. And he basically said, you're damn right I want 18 games. I don't care if the players get hurt. He didn't say that last part. I did.
I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season any day. That's just picking quality, right? So if we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a 3-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off. So that's
wow.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, Hickey, what they got? They got a producer to tell everybody to scream on cue,
rile the crowd up. Now he's like becoming a WWE actor.
I know, right? Look, I don't mind a Super Bowl on Sunday, and then Hickey, I don't have no day off the day after the Super Bowl. They actually want me at work.
Yeah, we are excluded from this, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, if they had I'd still be at work the day after the Super Bowl. I don't get no day off. Hickey, if I tried to take the day off, they'd look at me like, what are you doing? Like, that's actually a day that we need you here.
They may ask you to take a day off permanently.
Yeah, they'd be like, are you serious? You want to take off the day after the Super Bowl? Hickey, I was excited for a minute. I was like, wait.
Look at us. Super Bowl Sunday could turn up. Monday got off.
Yeah.
What a world we'd be living in.
Yeah, I don't work until the evening anyway. But maybe I'd be left alone. Nah, maybe I'd be left alone in the daytime. You know? This is
At least you have now built an excuse of if you don't want to go to your friend's house to watch the game, and now maybe more people will get together because, oh, we're off Monday. You have built an excuse of, well, I got to work. Can't come. Sorry.
Ooh, me?
Yeah.
People are going to go, hey, don't you work at like later in the day? I'd be I work all day.
That's it. You know, you need to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was enthusiastic about that for a while, but then it actually doesn't matter what time I work. The day after the Super Bowl, I got to work. Hickey, I found out my new vacation schedule. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
I'm going to take a week off during the NBA Finals. Okay. I'm going to take 3 or 4 days around before and after the Super Bowl, the finality of it.
Smart, right? Friday, of course, you got to get that long weekend.
The Thursday and Friday for March Madness, I'm not doing that. I'm gone.
Okay.
Anything else I'm missing? Anything? World Series, okay? Game 7 World Series. I'm going to figure out when that is. I'm going to be off.
NFL Draft now is a big one. Make sure you take off for that Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, and Monday.
Right.
Disappearing.
That Monday after the regular season ends, when we know the playoff teams and also the coaches that get fired, that's always a fun show.
In January.
Right, you're off then, too.
I'm leaving. Shout outs to Roger Goodell. Helped me put together my vacation schedule. No, but all seriousness, it does nothing for me. I was excited for a minute. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. I was like, you can stay up all night, watch the Super Bowl, nobody goes anywhere. Then I go, I got to still go to work. Yeah, worse problems. But anyway, here's what I don't care about. You want to know something, Roger Goodell, who follows me on Twitter? Me and 33 other people? Listen, I don't care about no preseason games. I don't. I do not care. If I'm home and it's on in the background, fine, but I do not care. You want to know something else, Roger Goodell? I don't care about an 18th game. I didn't need a 17th game. I didn't need football on Friday in Brazil. And this is your business. This is not mine. I'm just a fan. I'm going to watch because I like it. But I don't need it. I don't yearn for more football. I don't. I have enough. Sunday is great. When you think about this, the American calendar is dominated by the NFL. Think about that. People are organizing church services around NFL football. People are prioritizing and putting together their whole lives. I mean, there's an entire economy based around NFL football. Bartenders and restaurateurs and reverends and pastors and priests and supermarkets and grocery stores, everything. People have built their lives in this country from basically October, September through February around football. Think about that. Think about the cultural impact of the NFL. I was good with Sunday and Monday, okay. I didn't need Thursday, especially these garbage games that they've given us. Wait until they give us Saturday night football. Yuck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Keep your 18 games. Now I got another week of football I got to talk about. What do I care? I'm going to be here anyway. 855-212-4227. We come back. I'm going to tell you something very important. We're less than 24 hours from the start of the Olympics. Well, I'm not joking. The opening ceremony is Friday, but we got some action starting tomorrow. And then we have a torch bearer. Is that what you call him? We got a guy running with the torch that I would have never guessed would be running with the Olympic torch in my life. I'm going to tell you who it is, talk some Olympics. We'll get ready to get the hell up on out of here. I'm going to share with you some things that took place this day in sports history on July 23rd. Oh, I still got more to do before I got to go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah, the NFL knows cash rules everything around me. It's cream. Get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Okay, anyway. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history, quite a few things. And then I'm going to tell you about someone who will be carrying the Olympic torch. You're not going to believe who this is. Let's get to the phones first. 855-212-4227. Matthew is calling from New Orleans, my favorite place on earth. It's like Disneyland, dirty Disneyland for adults. Matthew, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Well, let me just tell you, it's a great place to grow up and live, too. You learn life very quickly. But, JR, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that with them going to potentially 18 games in the near future, there's a lot of people talking about rather recently that if they do go, you also put down that all fields go to grass. And then my other point that a lot of people have been kind of talking about, that with them trying to go to 18 games, that this is a precursor to them trying to add more teams to the league.
No, I don't think the NFL is going to add more teams to the league and dilute the pool. That is not something that I heard. I don't think that's going to happen, because as much money is coming in, I see no reason as to why the NFL would want to divide the pie. So I have not heard that. And I certainly don't believe that to be the case. That doesn't mean I'm right, but I do not believe that. It's taken the NBA forever to add new teams, and it's because of an influx of new money, and it's something that they don't necessarily want to do. They have to increase the revenue way, way high before they decide to split the pie. And when it comes down to grass, I don't know if the NFL Players Association has a strong enough union to demand that all fields are on grass before they extend the games. I mean, for years, the NFL owners have had their foot on the back of the players and pretty much what they ask for. And the players, a lot of them who play check to check and they only get paid in the regular season, they don't have a lot of leverage. So I'll be pleasantly surprised if in adding 18 games that every stadium, every arena, every indoor, outdoor, everything has grass. Because the owners, they don't care that much. I mean, if they can get 18 games out of the dudes and they don't have to expend or, you know, spend more money, they're not gonna.
I mean, with them adding more teams, it's kind of interesting to me, because the way I see it is with them already having added teams in the past and kind of them failing with the European Football League,
bro.
Just kind of seems like they wanted to try to expand someplace.
Matthew, what they want to make more money and the owners want to keep more money. Why would they want to add more teams to dilute the pie?
Seems like more reach further out. New merchandising.
New money. What city you want to give an NFL team to? Go ahead, tell me.
I mean, the big one's always been talking about them wanting to put a team in London.
No, Matthew, come on. This is Matthew. You're actually leading into one of my next bits. Matthew, you got what you been doing tonight?
It is New Orleans, you know.
Oh, I know. Well, thank you for calling. Drive safe, okay?
You too. You have a good one.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to treat the NFL like a college. We're going to make Washington fly to Rutgers and fly 6 hours. So we're going to make the New York Jets, you know, fly to 6 hours to London, okay? Tack on another two. Put a team in Berlin. Why not? And make the team in Berlin fly to Texas to play, I don't know, the Texans. Why not? Ain't no beat no team in London. What are we doing? Anyway, instead of looking forward to the future about expansion, ain't going to be no expansion no time soon. Forget that. They're going to expand the season to 18 games. That's what they're going to do. They're not expanding to other teams. Let's look back in the future. What took place this day in sports history?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's July 23rd, 2024, but let's go back to 1995, because John Daly, he won the British Open. Let's listen to him reflect.
And when this little one disappears, it's official. Daly, John Daly, the 1995 Open champion.
You're a fan of four hole playoffs?
I am now, but I hope that if it ever happens like this again, I was that close to having a heart attack, so I don't need that anymore.
More reflections, because on this day, July 23rd, the year 2000, Tiger Woods, He became the youngest man to win a career Grand Slam. He was 24 years old. He also did it by winning, guess what? The British Open.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you can have success early in your career, I think it's a little bit easier. And I've been very fortunate to have the things happen in my career so far, early. And it just kind of builds, and you learn from your mistakes and from your successes. And I've learned, I've made my share of mistakes, and have hopefully rectified them, and I've become a better player and a better person because of them.
Yeah, that was the year 2000. Between then and 2009, that man made a lot of mistakes. I hope he learned. Anyway, July 23rd, the year 2000. Here's some bad news for a bad man. Lance Armstrong, he got disqualified from the Tour de France, okay? Anyway, I can't stand that guy. God bless him for cancer research and the money raised, but what a jerk threatening other people. Anyway, 2009, July 23rd, Mark Burley. He threw the 18th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. His White Sox beat Tampa Bay 5-0. Let's listen from Comcast.
Alexei! Yes! 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 History!
Yes, 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 yes. Anyway. How about, you know what? Hickey, do you want to play this clip? You want to talk about this?
Sure. School? I was there when it happened.
Oh, what?
Yeah, well, when the sanctions when the sanctions were released.
Okay. Penn State, they got fined $60 million, four-year ban from school because of Jerry Sandusky. Listen to ABC 7 tell you about it.
Today, the NCAA punishing Joe Pa in the grave, snatching back 112 wins. Everything since the Sandusky scandal began. His last official victory now, 1997. At quarterback that day, Mike McQueary, the key witness in Paterno's downfall, adding to the sting of dropping from first in college football wins to 12th. The NCAA imposing a painfully unprecedented fine of $60 million. But it's the sanctions against the once proud football program that hit Penn State the hardest. No lucrative high-exposure bowl games for 4 years. 10 fewer scholarships. Stunned players seen leaving a team meeting today will be allowed to transfer immediately without penalty, as the formerly mighty Nittany Lions are suddenly less than competitive. A wake-up call to all of college sports.
Damn. That's some tough stuff right there. Jerry Sandusky. Oh, my God. Woo. Joe Paterno. Wow. Hickey, don't tell people you were there. Don't say that again.
Yeah, I got to watch my words on that one.
Yeah, don't say I attended the university at that time. Here's something else that took place. July 23rd, 2021, that baseball team in Cleveland, they became, well, the Guardians. Let's listen to this, courtesy of CBS.
The MLB team known as the Cleveland Indians since 1915 is officially changing its name to the Cleveland Guardians. This ends months of internal discussions triggered by a nationwide call for institutions and teams to drop logos and names considered racist. In 2018, the team stopped wearing the Chief Wahoo logo on their jerseys and caps. However, they do still sell merchandise with that logo.
Okay, there you go. Not anymore. I mean, find someone on eBay or something like that. Anyway, those were a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today is July 23rd. If you're on the East Coast and going further west for a few more hours. All my friends in Europe, congratulations. You are already on July 24th. And speaking of July 24th, which happens to be Wednesday, the Olympics are already underway. If you're a fan of football / soccer, Team USA is going to take on France, which should be something to watch. And we also got some rugby. Now, I know the opening ceremonies, they do not take place until Friday. But because soccer has multiple rounds and rugby has multiple rounds, they get started tomorrow. So if you're looking for something to watch in the daytime, go ahead. Watch Team USA stink at soccer. France is playing at home. Let's see what they do. Now, I told you that somebody is going to be running with the Olympic flame. If you're not familiar, the Olympic flame, they light it a few months. They start off in Greece before the Olympics, and then they run all over the country, and then they take it to the, you know, the, what do you call this thing? The opening ceremonies. Now, it's a massive secret, as it should be, as to who will light the Olympic flame, or who will light it. Like, who's the last person? It's going to be some big old celebrity, some big old athlete representing Paris, France, who will light the torch, the Olympic torch. But they run the flame through the cities. I remember seeing it as a kid. They ran it through New York. Why, I don't know, but they did. Snoop Dogg. I'm not lying. Snoop Dogg is going to be someone, one of the people, running through Paris between now and Friday on the way to having the torch lit. Snoop Dogg. Now, I love Snoop. This man has had one of the biggest come-ups ever. Murder was the case that they gave me. This was not a joke. They tried to put Snoop Dogg under the jail, put him with Martha Stewart, and now he's running with the Olympic torch. Try to be like Snoop Dogg. He's going to light up a big old something with that torch, too. I know he is. Hey, Hickey, thank you for a great show.
JR, of course. Always here. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Try to get paid like CeeDee Lamb or Hassan Reddick. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And it's Wednesday. Well, tomorrow will be Wednesday. It'll be a top six list. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.